USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The first impeachment hearings of the House Judiciary Committee are taking place on Wednesday. George Washington law professor Jonathan Turley reminds us of one thing.
Court issues an order, and unless they stay that order by a higher court, you have obstruction. I can't emphasize this enough, and I'll say it just one more time. If you impeach a president, if you make a high crime and misdemeanor out of going to the courts, it is an abuse of power. It's your abuse of power. You're doing precisely what you're criticizing the president for doing.
Former President Jimmy Carter is out of the hospital. The Carter Center says the 95-year-old is resting and recovering at his home in Plains, Georgia. Carter was admitted to the hospital over the weekend for treatment of a urinary tract infection. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're thinking about life insurance from low-cost term to business or estate coverage or perhaps a small policy to cover your final expenses, why spend more than you have to? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped hundreds of thousands of folks save a fortune on their life insurance by quickly comparing the rates, features, and financial strength of dozens of top-rated life insurance products right over the phone. Want some examples? A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy a $500,000 10-year level term policy for less than $45 a month. Oh, you say you're 60? No problem. Under $120 a month. 20 or 30 year terms, even permanent plans are available. Okay, so you might have some health problems, huh? Lots of us do, but the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find the best affordable policy. To find out how much you can save, call AccuQuote today, 877-439-8830. That's 877-439-8830. 877-439-8830. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Rates, policy forms, and availability vary by state.
A man thrust into the national spotlight after shooting Trayvon Martin is now suing the victim's family. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
George Zimmerman suing Trayvon Martin's family and others for $100 million, claiming the use of false testimony in the case against him. Zimmerman was a neighborhood watch volunteer when he shot and killed the unarmed 17-year-old Martin in 2012. Zimmerman had claimed self-defense and was acquitted in a criminal trial. The lawsuit claims the Martin family arranged for false testimony at his trial. Details of the lawsuit were released to the media by a director of a documentary based on that trial. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Trump administration announced a plan on Wednesday to end food stamp benefits for about 750,000 Americans, issuing a new regulation that makes it harder for states to gain waivers from a requirement that beneficiaries work or participate in vocational training programs. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
For the first time in the United States, a heart from a deceased donor was successfully revived and transplanted to a patient in need. On Sunday, Duke University doctors revived a heart from a deceased donor using an artificial circulatory mechanism. Once beating, the heart was successfully transplanted into the patient, a military veteran in his 60s. Dr. Tara Narula is a cardiologist at Lenox Hill Hospital. She's also a CBS News contributor. She says this is a game changer.
Well, this is really good news.
Game changer, right?
Exactly. So you can imagine waiting for months and waiting and waiting and then potentially never getting a heart. Many people pass away while they're waiting. And so the surgeon who performed this yesterday said this has the potential to increase the donor pool by about 30%.
For the most part, in 2016, evangelical voters widely embraced President Donald Trump. But what is the pulse of the evangelical vote as we head into the 2020 election? Jerry Falwell Jr. joins Newsmax TV and believes...
He cares about the average American, and that means that you're... It's only the authoritarians who are anti-religion, anti-church, because it's a voluntary movement, association of citizens. Just about all the positive change that's happened in our country in the last few decades has come from activism in churches. That's where the Civil Rights Act came from, was activism in black churches. That's what scares the establishment.
Falwell Jr. is also the president of Liberty University. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.